Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hold on, Bogey. I'm busy right now. I'm on Delta.com, booking next February to Miami, where the Super Bowl is next February.
Yeah, sorry, I'm late.
Flights are pretty cheap. Yeah, they're pretty cheap.
Excuse me, I was getting into the studio a little late here. I had to go and change my pants. Very exciting day here in Detroit as the Lions, I think, do what the opposite, really, of what we all thought. And they make big splashes in free agency today.
You thought it was going to be drip, drip, drip. It became splash, splash, splash.
I was nervous.
I would dare say, and this is not, I know we're having fun, but it was a good day for the Lions. I'm not overstating it, but I would dare say, outside of maybe the Raiders, because they traded for Antonio Brown over the weekend, I would say the Lions were the big movers, the talk of the NFL today. Wouldn't you say so? Nobody else signed four like they did, if you count Amendola, right?
Yes. Especially four. Don't be negative. Okay, you know what? Stop it. Don't play that little drop, okay? It's very rare.
He's so pissy because of his stupid Steelers.
Of course, and we stole his, the next great tight end that was going to be a Steeler.
Robbery.
And Jesse James. Of course, the Lions just snagged him because he wanted to play for a winning organization.
Yep.
But don't be like that, okay? It's so rare we get to have positive vibes and positive feelings. And I do think, top to bottom, I don't like the Amendola trade. That's the only one that I go, stupid, don't like it.
Not even
old receiver.
Signing.
Signing. Outside of that, how can you not be pleased with what the Lions did today? You signed not only several, different players and you threw your money out there, but these are all guys that were coveted by other teams at the top or near the top of their position.
Not even just their position. I looked at a bunch of free agent rankings, and outside of the guys that got franchise tags, so they're not free agents, Trey Flowers was number one on several lists for the best free agent. That's partly because of his production, his versatility.
His age.
His age, only 25. And it doesn't sound like they had to break the bank, right? $17 million, maybe $18 million per year for him. They thought it'd be 16 to 18. I mean, they probably had to overpay a little bit for some of these guys, but not ridiculously so. And here's what I would say the biggest takeaway for me of the Lions free agent signings today and yesterday is the big concern has been who's going to come, A, play for the Lions, and B, play for that maniacal Patricia in the New England way. You only appreciate it if you win. You're not going to come here if you lose. And I know maybe that's partly why they get former Patriots, but they got guys in their primes to sign on up. And I actually think that's a positive sign, because I wonder myself, like, would players want to play here with the strict or the no fun way that the Patriots are known for?
For significant signings today from the Detroit Lions. It started, I think, a little bit like, oh my gosh, here we go again. Lions spending on the cheap. They're signing a depth guy. Danny Amendola didn't really move the needle. But this afternoon, it quickly turned as the Trey Flowers news came out, the Justin Coleman, the Jesse James. Big moves by the Detroit Lions, and most importantly, by Bob Quinn. So if you're a Lions fan out there, I do think there is reason to be excited. I'm not going to laugh at you. This is what we wanted. You wanted to see them spend all that money that they had saved. So what does this signal to you as a Lions fan? The phone number is 248-539-9797. We got the ticket text, of course, that Woj is always perusing.
You know,
that's at 97136. Because to me, this tells me that, Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia, they're not doing this whole thing that I suspected, which is rebuilding it and doing it more slowly maybe than I expected. I was fearful that we were going to see another offseason like we saw last year where nothing really happened. They didn't spend money. They cut Ebron but didn't replace him.
Right.
It felt like they were going to move slower, and it's very evident based on the money they just handed out. They are trying to be a factor in the NFC North right now.
Right. And the impressive part to me is there are other teams that have more salary cap space. The Lions were maybe ahead of the middle of the pack once they cut TJ Lang with salary cap space, but they went and used theirs right away. And it wasn't just grabbing scraps. They grabbed guys that other people coveted. And let's give the obligatory, because you can't talk about the Lions without giving it. Yes, I know. Free agent signings do not guarantee success in the fall.
See, I don't even care about that. I don't think we need to hear that and see it.
It's like, oh, come on, shut up. We've heard this before. They never win. Yeah, forget about that. That may turn out to be true, but it may not, too. These are younger free agents. You can, as a Lions fan, you can enjoy this, I think.
Well, you're kind of familiar with me, right? You know, like
sort of.
We spend time with each other on the air, off the air, you know, enjoying some cocktails. I'm a pretty cynical guy, you know, right? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, fair to say.
Just a little bit.
You're dead inside.
Even I can't be cynical about this. You know, yeah, sure. Amendola. Whatever. Doesn't really excite me. Probably could do something else. I want to see what else they try to do with the offense. Outside of that, these are the moves that you wanted. You wanted them to spend money. You wanted them to upgrade the defense to try to combat some of the quarterbacks that they have in the NFC North that they'll be dealing with year in and year out. These are the moves you need. Now, we do have the draft, fortunately, coming up, about 6-7 weeks from now, and you can potentially add some more weapons. But you want to know that this thing is being built and going in the right direction. These are building blocks to show you that Bob Quinn potentially has this thing going in the right direction.
And building blocks in their prime. And with each addition, I'm with you. The Amendola thing, it was expected. Former pay 1 year.
It's
whatever.
Annoying. I didn't like it. Yes.
If he doesn't work out, he's gone. Okay. But then when the Justin Coleman, you do need a corner. I paid a lot for a slot corner. And then Trey Flowers. But then I was thinking, you know what this means now? They can go ahead and draft a tight end. They're going to take Hawkins stuff. At eighth, and then they went and signed Jesse James. And I thought, okay, now they don't have to take Hawkins stuff, right?
Well, theoretically,
they're wide open at what they can take at the eighth pick.
I agree. I saw some national writers, scouts, what have you, that were saying it's not totally off the table because James would be much better as a second tight end as opposed to being the number one guy. But to your point, it's not this glaring, you know, need that. It was so obvious to everyone else out there. You got a nice piece. It takes pressure off of Michael Roberts and his development. I don't want it to happen, but I agree with you. It's not as evident or glaring a hole as they had before.
Right, and I really do think they can do anything now at number eight. I don't want the tight end, but I mean, anything, really. Any defensive position, and well, there isn't a running back worth it at that point, but they do need to get another running back at some point. So, Do you feel yourself breaking through the bonds of cynicism just a tiny bit and saying, you know what, this was a good day for your Detroit Lions? Or do you just say, you know what, I've been through it before. Okay, I'm fine with what they did, but I'm not going to get all giddy about it. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, there's got to be people out there going, you know, I remember when they signed Fernando Bryant. I remember when they signed Damian Woody. I remember when they signed Kyle Vandenbosch. And look, I understand why you would, you know, point to that, but I do think there's reason to be excited. I think there's reason to look. If I can turn that aspect off, if I can sit here and go, you know what? I don't care that it's March. I don't care that it's still 40 degrees out. We got a long way to go to the regular season. I got to believe Lions fans who have a lot more hope than I do can turn it off and just enjoy this for what it is. Smart moves, solid moves, and it upgrades his 53-man roster immediately.
Just imagine what you'd be saying if it got to the end of today and all of those guys signed somewhere else. And you'd be looking at, including Landon Collins.
And that was my fear.
Yeah.
It really was.
It didn't.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.